Chris, back on the airways, man. This is last night, tonight. Now, there's a wise guy could say, well, it's a slow week because two different shows are having you and Will. But a guy like me who appreciates your insight can be, it's just that, you know, we want to get that gospel spread more thoroughly.
Thanks, Mike. I appreciate it.
Well, I hope your voice isn't too worn out. We appreciate you coming back to join us tonight because there's a lot to talk about. And I ran into an old friend of mine last night. And this is an Ohio State guy from Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
Haven't seen him in a while. And he says to me, hey, all my buddies back home are going ballistic. I said, why is that? He goes, well, apparently Tech walked right into Cincinnati and got this really good lineman. I said, yeah, it's kid Aaron Brown, 6'6", 291, Princeton High in Cincinnati, 10th commitment, the first four-star guy in the bunch. And he goes, oh, my gosh. And he told me that Princeton and Moeller are the two big high schools out there, and Princeton is known for its great linemen, and Moeller is known more for its great backs and skill people.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, that's got everybody a buzz down there. He said that the word in Ohio is that Tech came in and absolutely stole one.
Yeah, I think he'd be right. I mean, Aaron Brown is one of the who you're talking about, 6'6", 285-pound offensive tackle prospect out of Princeton High School, as you mentioned, in Cincinnati. And he's rated a four-star prospect by both national recruiting services, Rivals.com and Scout.com. And he projects as one of those offensive tackles who can really really be an effective player for his entire career. And as I mentioned, he's got great size, 6'6". Actually, he's probably about 290 pounds. I spoke with his coach earlier this year. He said he's about 290 pounds. That was after game three, I believe. And they have played about five games, I think, right now in their season. But very athletic. He plays basketball as well, which is a testament to his athleticism. Very long as well. His Coach Dodds, Brian Dodds, who is his head coach, was commenting to me about basically one thing that really impresses him is just his long arms, right? Obviously, he can improve his strength, but any high school, you could probably say that about most high school players, but mainly with him just because he's got such long arms, but once he gets his hands on you, he's it's pretty much downhill for the defender at that time. But Aaron, as I said, a four-star prospect. He was one of the top offensive line recruits in the country. And Virginia Tech went in there and took him away from Ohio State, who did receive an official visit from Aaron, as did Notre Dame, Purdue, and Auburn. Actually, according to Aaron, the final decision really came down to Virginia Tech and Notre Dame, and Virginia Tech was just the place he could see himself going to. And Coach Steinspring did an outstanding job recruiting him, caught Aaron and his dad, George's eyes, I guess, are in the May evaluation period when he came down there, and Virginia Tech offered early, got on him in about February, I believe. And Aaron made an unofficial trip to Blacksburg in August and absolutely had a great time. And that was really, really solidified Virginia Tech's place among Aaron's top schools. Aaron took an official visit to Virginia Tech and just had an outstanding time there. It was for the Georgia Tech game, I believe, and was blown away by the game atmosphere, which most recruits tend to be once they visit Blacksburg. And just had an outstanding time and came back and chose Virginia Tech. So it's certainly an excellent pickup. As we have spoken before, it's for a position that is very important in this year's class, offensive line for Virginia Tech. And Aaron is actually going to enroll in January, so he's going to
graduate December 18th. His father told me that they've got it set up out there. Some localities let you do that, so yeah. That's another bonus. He'll be enrolled in at spring practice,
which definitely gives him a leg up for next year. And I had a chance to speak with Aaron's father, George, a couple of occasions this week. And George told me that one thing Aaron really liked about Virginia Tech was that the best player will get to play, and they don't guarantee any positions or anything like that. But Aaron will have an opportunity, obviously, to compete for the offensive tackle position. And arriving in January certainly is going to help his cause, being able to learn the offense, and also to get a little bit of experience in Virginia Tech's strength program, at least for half a year up until and even over the summer, I guess, until the 2006 season starts. So certainly an excellent pickup, and makes things even better the fact that he is enrolling in January and is really a driven young man, from what I hear. And will be an outstanding fit for Virginia Tech.
and fully qualified already.
That's right.
He doesn't have to jump through those hoops. And I'll talk more about this part of it, Chris Horn, with Will in the next segment. But the second pickup from Ohio, and I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, I didn't bring the whole list with me tonight, but the second offensive lineman from Ohio.
That's correct. Clark Cromwell was the first one. He is out of Dublin, Ohio,
Which is outside of Columbus, high school in Dublin.
And Clark is a similar he actually also plays basketball. He's tall like Aaron, and both of them kind of have a little bit similar frames. I believe Aaron is a little bit bigger than Clark at this point. Clark is about 6'7", 280 pounds, and Aaron, I think, is more developed in terms of his abilities right now. But Clark is certainly a player that has a lot of potential. He, like I said, he plays basketball, and I've mentioned earlier on this program that Clark was actually looking to be a basketball recruit before a football recruit, but then once he I guess became 6'7", 280 pounds, I think kind of basketball went out the window a little bit, and he started focusing on football, and that's what he's really focusing on this his senior season and even last year. Kind of developing his football skills, and I think Virginia Tech got a pretty a kid with a lot of potential in Clark, and another very good lineman out of Ohio, as you mentioned, and Virginia Tech is also involved with Lee Tilley, who is out of Franklin Heights High School. Lee Tilley is looking to set. He's actually taking official visits to Oklahoma and Arizona State, and he's looking. He has another official visit set. Right now, he looks like he's going to take all five official visits. He's going to probably take a visit to, I think Virginia Tech is a school that he's certainly interested in, and so it wouldn't be a surprise to see Virginia Tech get an official visit from Lee, who's another big, huge offensive lineman, about 6'6", about 300 pounds. He's a little bit bigger than actually Aaron and Clark, so if they could get all three of those guys, I'm sure Ohio State would not be too happy, although Ohio State certainly was more involved with Aaron than they are with Lee and maybe even with Clark, but... certainly that would be an impressive feat for Virginia Tech to be able to go into Ohio and get three of the top linemen in the state. And Lee and Aaron are rated as some of the top linemen in the country. So that would be an amazing feat if they could do that.
Well, I tell you, you know, we talked about Aaron Brown and the Ohio State people. I mean, Dublin is literally a suburb of Columbus. That's right in their backyard. So they snuck in there, and they're messing in new turf. And I'll get into that a little more with Will Stewart. But there are people that think that they need to strike while the iron is hot and that they're a national name. And that's evidence that they're doing that. Now, of course, it wasn't all good news because your number 9 rated player in the state in a preseason poll, Alex Stadler of Liberty. I think I got this right. Liberty Bealeton, not Liberty Bedford. Right?
Right,
the one in
Liberty
Northern
Bealeton,
Virginia.
Yep.
Wow, I'm getting good. Anyway, Alex Stadler committed to Alabama.
Right.
Was that a surprise? I mean, I know he's obviously a good player. You had him in your preseason top 10, and I kind of got the sense that that's where people thought he was going all along.
Well, maybe a little bit. I think myself included, felt pretty good about Virginia Tech's chances, probably late summer, early fall, and then he took his official visit to Virginia Tech and had a great time. But if he was going to go to out of state, I think Alabama has always been really high on his list. And he had a great unofficial visit to Alabama in April. And it was really just blown away by the atmosphere there. And Alex was always a kid, while he did mention to me that he grew up watching Virginia Tech, I didn't get the sense that he was a diehard Virginia Tech fan and was all set to go to Virginia Tech. I think he did slightly favor Virginia Tech, I think, heading into the process, but at the same time wanted to find out the right fit for him. And Alabama certainly caught his eye in a big way in April. And then Alabama was one of his three official visits, with Notre Dame being the other, and Virginia Tech as well. And I think it came down ultimately to Virginia Tech and Alabama, although I think he did have a great time in Notre Dame. I think the students actually pushed him up a couple times after they scored a touchdown or two, but which is pretty interesting. I think it takes a lot of them to hoist a 6'6", 300-pound offensive lineman. But it did come down to Alabama and Virginia Tech, I believe. And then I think Alabama just actually got the last official visit. I think it was just he just really felt it was the right fit for him. And it just had that feeling. And that's really what it comes down to for a lot of kids, just the comfort feeling, what they're really looking for. And Alabama had what Alex was looking for. And I know he had a great relationship with has a great relationship with the recruiter Sparky Woods, who was actually the former UVA offensive coordinator,
former head coach at Appalachian State too.
Yeah, sir. That's right. That's right. So, and Coach Shula, and actually, I had a chance to ask Alex if Alabama's success this year had any play in it, but he told me really what really blew him away was his visit in April, and he just had a great time. He mentioned that the students were not on grounds, but that they were. He could still feel that it was such a football atmosphere, and that really, I think, caught his eye, and he just really enjoyed his trip down there. So I think it was, for me, I thought Virginia Tech was probably going to be the place just because I tend to go with the in-state school typically in these situations. But at the same time, for Alex to go to Alabama wasn't that big of a surprise for me.
Well, I'll tell you what, and this is a great time for me to introduce this, Chris. While you were talking, I went to your website, and I saw that your updated list, Chris always does a preseason list and then a list right as the season starts, and Statler is still in the top 10, but he's moved down to number 10. When we come back from break, I got a couple more things I want to ask you about specifically, and then we'll go over your new top 10 and how that's shaping up, because that just got released literally after I left my house on the way up here. So that's up on the Tech Sideline site. If you have your computer handy and you want to follow along as you listen, that'd be a great thing to go read. Chris puts a lot of time into these rankings and generally hits it pretty good. So Alex Statler was number 9 but is now number 10, correct?
Yeah, that is correct. That is correct.
Tech is at that it's getting tougher part of the season, and this is the start of the night of Maryland. This is a great group of Hokie fans. They Virginia Tech Alumni Association raises money to give scholarships to incoming freshmen from this area. So as somebody who's paying two tuitions at Tech, I can tell you that's a great, great cause. You can bring canned food for the Hokie Bird Fights Hunger and the Hurricane Katrina Relief Fund. Go to www.richmondhokies.org or call Aaron McClung at 804-739-4429 or richmondhokies@yahoo.com for more information. If you're not going to the game, I strongly recommend this as a great way to enjoy a great evening. And I'm hoping I'm going to get in touch with those people. Maybe, just maybe, a week from tonight, we'll have two tickets to give away. So somebody who doesn't have tickets at that point can get on out there. But without further ado, let's get on back to Chris Horn. We've got about 8 minutes left on the TechSideline.com recruiting report. Chris, we appreciate your patience.
No, thank you for having me.
I want to get back to your preseason rankings in just a minute, but two updates that you've had recently that I thought were interesting I want to talk about real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Hutch Eckerson, another lineman, 6'6", 265 of Lumberton, North Carolina,
mm-hmm.
has narrowed his list, and he's kind of indicated that Virginia and Virginia Tech are at the top of his list, and he really seemed to enjoy his visit to Virginia. Virginia Tech's still in the mix with him, though, right?
Right, exactly. I think Virginia, I think, has the edge right now because Hutch has actually taken two unofficial visits to Virginia. He took one for a game actually last year, and then he took another one for Virginia's Elite Junior Day in June this year. And I think he's developed an excellent, outstanding relationship with the coaches, particularly Coach Prince, Coach Algro as well. Basically, the whole coaching staff, I think he really enjoys talking to all of those guys. And all of them, I think, have had a hand kind of in recruiting him. I think, obviously, Virginia likes him, and he certainly likes them as well. And I think Virginia Tech, he said, is right behind Virginia. Hutch is going to take official visits to Virginia and Virginia Tech. The Virginia one actually will come on the weekend of the Virginia Tech game, and the Virginia Tech official visit will come in December. But you may see Hutch taking an unofficial visit or something like that to Virginia Tech, but we'll have to see about that. South Carolina is also going to get an official visit. NC State and North Carolina are round out his five official offers at this point. NC State could be a team to watch because both of Hutch's parents attended NC State, and so that could be a team to watch toward the end. But right now, Hutch did admit to me that Virginia and Virginia Tech kind of stand out over the rest right now, and since he's taking official visits, you never know. I think Hutch has always kind of told me that he's just looking for the place that really fits, as he says, fits Hutch the best. And so certainly Virginia Tech can still come in there, and he's a three-star offensive tackle, a 6'6", about 270 pounds, very tall, very athletic, and he projects as an offensive tackle as well. So I know he told me that Coach Wiles was actually at his school last Friday to see him play. Unfortunately, the game was rained out and postponed until Monday. But Virginia Tech certainly remains in the mix. But right now, I guess if you do have to give the edge to anybody, it's Virginia, and it'll be interesting to see if some other teams can overcome that tremendous relationship he has developed and built with that staff.
The other update I found interesting concerned a local kid, Brandon Miner from Verina, who has been hurt. Say, Verina must be loaded this year because he hadn't played yet, has he? And they're 6-0.
He played in the first game, and I believe that's when he.
That's when he got hurt. Yeah, you're right. My bad, but still, you know, they're 6-0, and he hasn't played since then. But he's kind of narrowed his list down to four schools, and the Hokies still on that.
It sounds like it's about four right now. I wouldn't be surprised if he adds a fifth official visit, but right now the four that he's mainly concentrating on, I think at this point, are Michigan, Miami, Virginia Tech, and he just took a visit to Tennessee, an official visit this past weekend to Tennessee. Brandon, as you mentioned, a tailback, extremely productive tailback, and for Verina to be 6-0 without him, just kind of a testament to their program and how solid they are. And he expects to be back next week, so once they get him back, that should be pretty tremendous for them before heading into the playoffs, assuming that they make it to the playoffs, which it looks like they probably will. But
yeah, I'm going to take that bet that Verina will be in the playoffs.
It's a pretty safe bet to take right there.
Yeah, but not sticking my neck out too much on that one. Hey, I tell you, Chris, let me take a minute and read your top 10 as it stands. We don't have much time left, but I don't want to ignore this since it just came out today, and I always enjoy reading your rankings because I know how much time you put into it. I'm going to read it, and what I find interesting as I go down, my listeners will hear, not many of these kids are committed. My question for you when I get done reading in this, did this fall together pretty easily or was it tough? Were there a lot of hard choices on who to place where and who to leave out? But, you know, the number one is so obvious because he's the number one recruit in the country. Obviously, the wide receiver, Percy Harvin of Lansdowne. Number two is another wide receiver, Vidal Hazleton, who is at Hargrave Military this year. Number three is another wide receiver, Chris Bell of Granby. Number four, we're getting away from the rideouts for once. Linebacker, is it Jarrell or Jarrell?
It's Jarrell.
Jarrell Miller of Highland Springs. Mm-hmm. Also a local kid at number five, defensive end John Graves of Meadowbrook. Number six, boy, there's another wide receiver, Damon McDaniel of Lansdowne. Number seven, Brandon Miner, the young man we just talked about from Verina. Mm-hmm. Number eight, a defensive end, Brian Whitmore of Oscar Smith High, which is where Greg Boone, Virginia Tech freshman, went. Number nine, Evan Royster, a running back from Westfield, Eddie Royal, Sean Glennon School. And number 10, the young man we talked about earlier, Alex Stadler, an offensive lineman of Liberty and Bealeton, who is committed to Alabama. At this point, the top nine recruits in the state, according to Chris Horn and most other sources would have them pretty much the same way, are the uncommitted recruits. They are available. Number 11, Brandon Caleb, is committed to Oklahoma. Number 14, Darrell Robertson, committed to Virginia Tech. The second 10 has a lot more commitments. Dedrick Epps, a few not, to Miami. Number 19, Bo Warren, to Virginia Tech. But, boy, the first nine, uncommitted. Now, did that fall together pretty easily for you, Chris, or did you have to, you know, pull out a little hair and making sure you had everybody in the right spot?
Well, in terms of the first three, I believe that they really stood out to me. Percy Harvin especially. I think Percy Harvin's just an extra special talent, not to take away from anything from those other recruits, but Harvin is just amazing. I had a chance to watch him in person last year, and he just blew me away. And against a very solid Robinson team, and just had an outstanding game. To put it mildly, outstanding pretty much is an understatement, I think. Vidal Hazleton, you mentioned at Hargrave Military Academy. He originally played for last year he played for Moore Catholic in New York, but moved to transferred to Hargrave Military, and I think he's having a pretty good, pretty solid season for Hargrave, and Vidal is another big, he's bigger than Percy, he's 6'3", 200 pounds, and big-time playmaker as well. Chris Bell comes in at number three, as you mentioned, and I think those three really stand out to me in particular. I like Jarrell a lot at number four, as you mentioned, he's 6'3", 235 pounds. I think he really is having a solid season this year for Coach Burton. Actually, I think have it really fitting, falling into his position at linebacker really well, and really really playing at a pretty high level for Highland Springs this year. I really love John Graves, defensive end out of Meadowbrook, as you mentioned, 6'3", 240 pounds. I think he's certainly a consummate team player, and but he has a lot of talent to him as well. He's super strong. He's very physically gifted. And I think he's going to make somebody either a good defensive end or possibly outside linebacker if he were to choose Virginia on the next level. Damon McDaniel is a player I like a lot, and he's a player I could even see moving up to four, and probably four through six, or probably it could be even interchangeable, even at seven, Brandon Miner And I think those guys could be potentially interchangeable on the list. I think Damon McDaniel, I really like him a lot. He's having a monster senior season. I like his toughness. He's just a real tough player, 6 foot, 195 pounds. And he's an aggressive player as well. And like I said, he's having a great senior season this year. And sixth game, he's got about 40 catches for 676 yards and 11 touchdowns. And just having an excellent season, really stepping up to the plate, which it may be hard to do with having Percy Harvin on your team. But and coming in at number seven, Brandon Miner, unfortunately, has that torn hip flexor. But hopefully we'll be back at 100% next week and heading into the playoffs. He's been tremendously productive his sophomore and junior seasons, pretty much his whole career at Verina. And Brian Whitmore at number eight, as you mentioned, 6'4", 250-pound defensive end out of Oscar Smith. I like Brian is a super athletic player, especially off the edge, and pretty solid offensive lineman as well, but he's definitely a defender on the next level. I love Evan Royster. I think he's got a lot of talent as a 6 foot, about 200 pounds, big running back, but he's got a lot of speed and makes a lot of big plays for Westfield. And then Stadler coming in at number 10. I do like Alex, obviously, has the size at 6'6", 300 pounds. He's also a very intelligent player, and I think he's. I do like his athleticism as well, and I think he's really been more aggressive this year as a senior is what he indicated to me. I think it's what he wanted to do, and I think it's one area he really needed to improve upon. Just one, I guess, one player that I want to mention that could really rise in the ranks is number 16. That's Brent Vinson out of Phoebus. And Brent recently received, he already had offers from Virginia Tech, Virginia, among a handful of schools, and then recently Tennessee and Florida have come in with offers. And he's a 6'1", 185 pounds, ran a 4.39 at the Blacksburg Nike Combine earlier this year. Really having, I think, a standout season for Coach D this year. And he's a player that really could rise on the ranks. Colleges really like him as a cornerback, I think, primarily, but he could also play receiver, and he's a player that certainly could rise to that maybe four-star status and you know, push that top 10 ranking there. So I think Virginia Tech, he's actually Jimmy Williams' cousin, so he's got some sounds like he's got some pretty
good nice connection there.
Football talent in the family. Exactly, I think it does have a good connection. I think with Virginia Tech, who has been his leader pretty much throughout. But I do think at the same time, the Tennessee offer and the Florida offer have both kind of caught his eye. So he's kind of taken a step back a little bit, and we'll take some visits and we'll see where it goes from there. But it certainly is always a tough ranking some of these kids. But in this case, I think certainly the top three, you look at Harvin, Hazleton, and Bell, I really think those guys really stand out among the rest in this year's class.
All right. Well, Chris Horn, as always, it's been a pleasure, and time has flown on the TechSideline.com recruiting report. Now we got a top 10 to carry us through the season, and we'll watch the nine uncommitteds as we continue weekly with the TechSideline.com recruiting report. We're going to take a break, and then we're going to bring your boss on and talk all kinds of bad things about you.
Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Chris. Again, your time is valuable, and we appreciate you sharing it with us, and we'll talk to you in a week.
I look forward to it. Thanks a lot for having me.
Great. Thank you, Chris Horn, with another excellent edition of the TechSideline.com recruiting report. Excellent because of Chris.